Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Stunting is exactly what happened to last night. Because the NBA playoffs have been raging on. We've had quadruple headers every day, and it's been crazy. And while I appreciate our friends that run the Jewels, Cliff, I feel like there's only one thing that we can bump into that feels appropriate today
on,
here
Cliff.
On Chinay and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Agwumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the show, Pennzoil Performance Line. Cliff, if you don't mind, I'm going to need you to dial a little something up. For anyone that missed it last night, the AC Blazers upset the Los Angeles Lakers, the one seed, in the game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs, and Dame Dollar went off in a big way late, and so it only feels right.
It's only right. Hey!
In the middle of the game!
Y'all, this song came on in the middle of the game. Dame hit a big shot.
Mm.
I go on and on.
Can't
Y'all know I'm from the Bay
so
Area,
long.
Low key. I need, okay, Ooh. So I just learned this secret hidden talent from Golic Jr., that you are an expert whistler, so I want you to blow the whistle.
Oh! I listen. Ask and you shall receive. Like, that's pretty good.
Wait, let me see if I can do it. Hit me. Oh, I gotta go for it. Y'all know
I
I'm
feel
from
like
the
you just gotta go
hold
for
up,
it.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Oh, wait, I can't say that. I can't say that. Okay. I can't say it.
There's always that moment, Chinay, on air where I'm real nervous that we, like, forgot the clean version today and
right?
that something's going to leak out and that's going to be
that's
the end
Texas,
for us.
That's Texas, baby. How's that?
Oh, that. All right. There we go. There
that was
we
okay.
go. That
okay,
was
good.
I'll give that, like, a B+. That's a solid whistle.
I mean, the fact that Damian Lillard was in his zone so much that he hit a shot in the fourth where, granted, he was not scoring for a large portion of that second half. And then he just starts dancing to that Bay. Oh, y'all, I always say, like, I love Damian Lillard because at parties, he's always dancing. You know, nowadays, everyone's like, you got to be up on somebody dancing. No, Dame always sort of goes by himself and starts hitting that, like, East Oakland walk. And it's like a cute, like, uncle dance. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering where he falls on, like, that spectrum of which dancer at the
no,
party
he's smooth.
You are. Okay.
He's smooth. He's smooth. He's the one that will dance by himself, and those are the ones you want to party with, right? Like, not the ones that always need, like, a partner. It's like, yo, it's your song, and you jump up. The crazy thing was it was in the middle of an NBA game that was huge, and that should tell you, like, sometimes – I'm actually reading a book, Relentless, by Tim Grover, where he talks about how he plays music – so that you go back into your zone in the moments of pressure. And so hearing that song, probably, especially in the moment of pressure, like, Dame just got to be Dame, and we're seeing the best version of himself.
It is the best version of himself here, and I want to play that moment for everybody because the Blazers got a 193 win over the Lakers, but it really turned around. Dame was struggling in the second half, and then we got to a critical juncture, and this is what it sounded like.
Dame, top of the key, takes another deep three. It's good from Dame distance. It is Dame time in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers will take a timeout. 92-89, 3:12 to play in the period. 34 points from Damian Lillard.
That sound courtesy of Rip City Radio 620. And Chinay, you saw the reaction from everybody after that. Like, Jusuf Nurkić is over on the sideline hitting Dame time. Like, that whole team was charged up in a very real way. Whereas on the other side, we had the Lakers that did not seem to have that same ability to respond when they needed. And so is this a situation, Chinay, where we look at this one and we're giving more credit to the Blazers? Or do we have to look at the Lakers? Like, who are we blaming in this?
Well, first, you're talking about Dame dancing and Jusuf Nurkić. If you think about it, Dame was dancing to blow the whistle, and literally Jusuf Nurkić was blowing kisses at the camera after that final layup. I was like, oh, I love this man. I love this man. Like, literally perfect moment, right place, right time. But I think it's more so about the Lakers, because if the Lakers hit shots, I think the game could have looked different. But they didn't. And this has been the narrative of the season so far, especially in the bubble, but also the season in general. LeBron James is leading the entire NBA in assists. There's a reason why this is happening. The reason it's happening is because he's begging to find the right shooter, that right partner in the crime on the perimeter. There's so many shooters out there, potentially, you know, that could really step up. Danny Green didn't have a huge game outside the arc. This is a friend of the show who came on and talked with us. Kyle Kuzma was aggressive, but even him and KCP and Alex Caruso, I think Kuz and Caruso were 1-for-8 from three. KCP was 0-for-5 from three, 0-for-9 for the floor. This is a team that literally was begging for a bucket, especially beyond the arc. I know Anthony Davis. He had a not efficient game, 8-for-24 from the field. LeBron James literally tried to put the whole team on his back. that is probably one of the beefiest triple doubles pre-days like with the greats, the old heads that used to put up like 35, 45. You're like, wait, who are they playing against?
I was going to say the Oscar Roberts. No, you can just say Oscar Roberts.
I don't like to put their names
about.
Out there. You know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, LeBron James, 23, 17, and 16, he was doing it all. That 1-3, you sort of wish it fell because there's a question about like late in the games, like will those big shots happen? We saw the big shot by Dame Lillard. So I'm looking at the Lakers supporting cast, and I think we're seeing supporting cast on both sides, not just in the West, but also in the East, sort of have their jitters in this first game. And if there's one team that is going to seize the opportunity, it's absolutely the Portland Trailblazers.
Chiné and Golic Jr. is presented by Progressive Insurance. We had a great guest list for everybody today. Someone Chiné knows all too well in this. Derek Fisher going to stop by and join with us in about 10 minutes here. Marcus Spears at 5:30. Nancy Armour, who was one of the authors of a USA Today article documenting some allegations against former Washington football team running back Darius Geis that we will get into. And Richard Jefferson, a great NBA analyst, going to join us at 6:30. If you miss any of those guests, you can listen to all 3 hours on demand in the ESPN app with all this. But, Chiné, you mentioned, because I think people were looking to blame one of three people, or really three groups, if you lump it in here after the game last night. There were still some people, and I heard Jay Will this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin talking about LeBron James' mentality down the stretch, a couple of bad misses on free throws, being deferential like we're used to seeing on that, not having the offensive production scoring-wise that we're used to in key moments from him. Anthony Davis, who you mentioned in there, not having an efficient game, worthy of the merit of a guy we talk about as one of the best talents in the league that they moved heaven and earth for. And then that supporting cast from outside the restricted area. This blew my mind. They shot 18.5% from outside the restricted area last night. That's the third worst in the playoffs over the last 15 years in that. And of the five worst performances, and this is where it gets interesting, four of those worst shooting performances of the bottom five have been on teams LeBron has been a part of. And so this is something that unfortunately he's used to in these situations where he's going to put people in positions to succeed. And then that other group that you mentioned, they're like, I was watching the game last night. Like, there's a key moments of the game where guys like KCP, guys like Alex Caruso are getting the ball with plenty of time left on the shot clock and forgetting to give it back to the guys on the team that are supposed to be taking shots in those key moments. But my question to you is, can you find shooting form like that this late in it? Because they've been bad since they got back to the bubble from outside that restricted area. Is that something you can just turn on right now?
You can. And I always tell people makes are contagious. When you make 1-3, it's sort of like you have a whole sigh of relief. And then everyone feels better with their shot and their mechanic. It's not like they're trying to like laser in and precisely put it X, Y, Z here to try to get the shot in. It's like you're just going back to the basics. And this is why I'm not trying to make an excuse for LeBron James, but I think LeBron James sees what is happening around the league. He can no longer do it all by himself. And this is happening to all stars around the league. Donovan Mitchell literally had 57 and his team lost. Luka Doncic lost Kristaps Porzingis, and his team still lost. You see Giannis obviously go out there and ball out, a guy averaging 30 and 14. His team still lost. You need a supporting cast. And I think right now the Band-Aid being ripped off is really painful for the Lakers because all season long there's been so much pressure. And LeBron James knows, as talented as he is, this day and age in the NBA, you cannot do it by yourself. You need someone with you. Now, the thing is, he has Anthony Davis with him. And it's never been consistent for the Lakers in the bubble. Now, outside of the bubble, they were really building momentum. So were the Bucks. Now things have changed. And the teams that are succeeding are those teams that have a number of role players that are hungry, that are able to shot make, that are able to go ISO, and they also have a post that can hold it down. And sometimes that post may be small. Look at the Rockets. I mean, the Rockets, I was so surprised last night. A lot of times everyone was saying, you know, this is not the time for, you know, the Rockets to succeed. Well, clearly, if there's a will, there's a way. And also, more importantly, if you're making your shots, you can beat any team in this league. It's not just one person. Eric Gordon was big. Jeff Green was big. So that's the point here. LeBron James is one player, even though he's arguably one of the greatest of all time, one player in this day and age of the NBA cannot get it done by themselves.
And we're going to see if someone is able to get it done and turn this around right now. We had both one seeds lose their first games in this one. One seeds are 10-2 in game two after losing game one to eight seeds under the current playoff format. And with the two exceptions, the 93 Suns and Celtics that went down 0-2, both of those teams still went on to win every game the rest of the series. So by no means over, but we want to know. We're going to go to the phone lines today, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Lakers fans, we want to hear from you.
Lakers fans, where y'all at?
We gave our opinions. Who is to blame for what happened last night? 888-729-3776. We'll get that off your chest. We're going to have you coming in hot here. We were coming in hot off the top. But coming up next, we want to talk to someone who knows a lot about that purple and gold in that Lakers uniform.
Yes!
And a lot about my co-host, Chinay Agumake. We're going to talk to LA Sparks head coach Derek Fisher. Coming up next, it's Chinay Ngola Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.
Oh, that's like the Bay, but we're going to switch down to L.A. Of course, you know I'm doing the show out here in the city of L.A., so we got to give L.A. some love, too. Welcome back to Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Now, look, you guys, Mike and I are two people straight from locker rooms, and we want to share that feel with you guys right here on our show, real conversation straight from the source. And you know I love when I got my people with me. And by people, I mean legends. Right now, we are joined by the head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks, who play tonight versus the Phoenix Mercury. And we've, of course, got our favorite lefty on the Lakers, five-time NBA champion, and my favorite current head coach, Derek Fisher. Fish, do you miss me? Or no? Yeah?
Always, Janae. Always miss you. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've got a great teammate here in Golic Jr., but I do miss you, head coach.
Nice.
I do. But we do have a good
congratulations
head coach.
To both of you.
Thank you, Fish. Now, before we get to the Sparks, we just watched the Lakers lose in their first game of the playoffs. Now, you know better than anyone else what pressure is like as a Laker with championship expectations. You've been in games where you've lost, where you should have won. Can you take us inside the locker room? How do you bounce back given the weight of the world on your shoulders when you're a Laker?
Man, it's been a long time since I had to put that hat on. You know, a few more grays in the beard, but you know, no, I think that you know, the type of experience that the Lakers have in their locker room, combined players and coaches, you know, they've seen everything. You know, you think about their coaching staff and their either playing and or coaching experience, the players on the roster that have seen a lot, played a lot of basketball. Typically, you can rely on that. This is unusual, though, because, you know, we're in bubbles, basically. So there are a lot of those elements that change series, home court advantage, disadvantages, travel, that are all kind of evening the playing field. So the Lakers are in new territory, but anytime you have LeBron, Anthony Davis, combined with good coaching, they'll be fine. They'll figure some things out and come back strong again too.
Now, Fish, one of my favorite moments from last year was when we were in practice, and we're excited to have you as a coach. But then it got real when you were like, "Shoot, give me the ball, let me show y'all the drill," and then you went out there, and that was one of my favorite moments. Now, you know, as a point guard, watching Damian Lillard and his performance, what are your thoughts on his game right now? And also maybe a strategy that will work, considering you are a defensive-minded coach. I still hear, shell, you know, shell drill.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, Dame is like, you know, and I feel like all great players are, and great guards are like great quarterbacks in football. Like, they've seen all the coverages. They've seen all the blitz schemes, everything you can throw at them. And the great ones never allow the defense to speed them up or force them to do something that they don't want to do. And right now, Dame just looks really in control of his game. What I think is most impressive is, as prolific of a scorer as he is, he doesn't seem to be forcing a lot of action. Like, he's still allowing the game to come to him, and he's still showing big-time trust in his teammates, which, you know, says a lot about how committed he is to team success, even though he's one of the best players in the league. So I think for the Lakers, in terms of strategy, I think they did a good job, or as good a job as you can do, defending Dame, you know. But great offense is almost trumping good defense in the league these days. CJ McCollum, obviously effective. Carmelo Anthony, great to see him back. I think the Lakers, it's more about them offensively, finding a way to shoot the ball better from the perimeter that'll open the floor for LeBron and AD getting to the rim more.
Talking to Derek Fisher with us, LA Sparks head coach, former Laker great, here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. It's Chinay Ngola Jr. on ESPN Radio. Coach, I'm curious. LeBron has referenced this multiple times now, talking about the different environment playing inside the bubble. He's used to a traveling show wherever he goes. You're in the same environment right now with your team. So what have the differences and adjustments been like for you and the team going into an environment without fans so different in the bubble?
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, Mike, like the experience that the players are having, in particular a player like LeBron that has been to the NBA Finals so often, that has, been the show since he was a kid, and used to that energy that comes there. He's going to always find a way to perform at the highest level on the big stage. But it's some of the other guys. How do they find a way to generate that energy and passion that they need in order to help the Lakers, become successful? For our team, our group here in the WNBA, wobble, as they call it. What I've enjoyed so much about our team so far is that we found a way to create that energy ourselves on the sideline for our team. Like we have a couple of our spouses that are here supporting their spouses, but by and large, it's just coaches and players and staff that are the crowd. And as you're watching our games, we're up on the sideline, we're talking, we're communicating with each other and trying to generate that energy that normally would come from our fans in LA at the Staples Center. Unfortunately, at least to this point, we don't have the virtual fans that the guys have. So we have to be the real fans for each other. And I think that's made a difference. Like our players and coaches, we're really into the game on the sideline, helping our guys out and our ladies out.
Well, clearly you've got the number one fan over here for the Sparks, as we like to do it. Fish, we know about the Sparks Big Four, Candace Parker, Neco Gumeke, Chelsea Gray, and Simone Augustus. What you guys have done so far is so impressive. And, we talked about the Lakers struggling and how they need to get their supporting cast going. But the Sparks, they're getting 34 points per game off the bench, the most in WNBA history. Tell us about the bench squad and how you're getting everything to connect on all cylinders for our Sparks.
Well, I think, Sinead, we had to adjust to once we were going to miss the energy, activity, passion that you bring us, how do we find people that can help us with that, right? When you mentioned, what people consider to be our Big Four from a name perspective, all veteran players have played a lot of basketball. Chelsea is younger in age, but still a player that has played a lot of basketball, been in the playoffs, almost every year for four, five, six straight years. And so where are we going to find the energy, the activity level that you need from your bench players and from younger players? And so when you start thinking about Brittany Sykes, Raquana Williams, Christina Nigue, Sydney Weiss, Taya Cooper, Rashonda Gray, Marie Gulich, we've really found a good core group of young players and bench players that they're just coming in the game playing with that hunger and the dog and the I have to prove that I belong here kind of mentality. And that's a nice contrast for us, where we have some of the best players to ever play basketball that kind of cover the floor for that starting group. But then we kind of come in with a group of players that they're trying to prove to everybody that they belong here. And I like that contrast for us, and it's really providing great energy, and we're able to sustain our effort throughout the course of the game a little bit better.
Well, Fish, the big story of the day is obviously the Lakers' loss. And as a Laker legend, we know Kobe Bryant was your brother, and you had an impressive career, NBA career, and transitioned to coaching. And we saw how Kobe championed the women's game. You are literally helping carry the torch. So we appreciate you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Congratulations again. And I hope this goes really, really well, but we definitely want you back in the uniform at some point here soon. So go kill it. Do your thing. Mike, congratulations to you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thanks,
Fish.
We appreciate it. Derek Fisher, Los Angeles Sparks head coach and former Laker great, joining us on the show. Penn's Oil Performance Line. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as Kawhi and the Clippers battle Luka and the Mavs, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. All right, we came in hot with our thoughts on the Lakers. We got the thoughts of a legend on it. Now we want you. 888-729-3776. What's going down and who's to blame for what we saw from the Lakers last night? We will get
hotline.
All of that in on the hotline. Coming up next, it's Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
So we got to let a couple of people go off here because we might already, the ESPN Radio lineup is like 3 days old and we might already have inner show beef, Janae.
Oh, we really do. We really do have some beef, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's cool. So we're going to give you a chance to respond to said beef here in a second. It's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and Sirius XM Channel 80. But we want to give everyone else a chance because we feel like Lakers Nation probably hurting a little bit this morning. We said there's some issues. We're looking at who to blame. And so we decided we wanted to give Lakers fans a chance to get it off their chest. And we're going to do a little something we like to call coming in hot right now. 888-729-3776. Cliff, let's get it going.
Your team got you down.
It's very sad and very frustrating.
We got you.
Because now is your time.
It is an absolute abomination.
Coming in hot with Janae and Golic Jr.
Shout out to Jerry. An absolute abomination right now. And that might be how Lakers fans are feeling this morning. 888-729-3776 is the phone number. Get at us. Who is to blame for what happened last night? Let's go to Ryan in Alabama. Ryan, you're on Janae Angola Jr. What went wrong for the Lakers last night?
Well, a lot went wrong with the Lakers last night. But first, I just got to say, this is typically the point in time where callers will say, thank y'all for taking my call. I'm going to say, you had to take my call. Because I gave y'all the idea about shooting my shot. If that's right, Janae. It's not moody time on the line. So, I'm out here saying, y'all need to, I can't hear anything that y'all are saying, so I'm just going to keep on going so y'all cut me off.
No, keep talking. We can hear you. Shoot okay, your shot with your basketball knowledge. That's you win my heart.
That's what I'm about to do,
Sinead. Okay, go for it.
So, what do we got? What do the Lakers do to fix this one, Ryan?
Here's my point, okay? LeBron was trying to feel around, you know, it's game one. Game one of the playoffs, okay? So, give my guy some time to get ready. He's got to get his legs warm. He's straight. He's going to be all right. The others, as people call them, right? The others, they need to step their game up. So LeBron was passing, trying to find who can he count on in order to win a championship.
That is what we're looking for, and that's what we're trying to figure out. We appreciate it. I don't know if there was a question built in there, but Ryan, we thank you for the call there. Feel like he got a little nervous when it came time to shoot his shot on that one, so we'll see if he comes back with it.
Ryan, you're right. We have to find supporting cast for the Lakers because LeBron, obviously, he played great. He had, 23, 17, and 16? So you are correct there. You are, one step closer to winning my heart through basketball knowledge, but I need you to go back and tell us who. I mean, we've got Kyle Kuzma, we've got Danny Green, KCP. There's so many others. Who should step up? So that's the question I want to know. I feel like it should be all of them, but one person has to lead the way. In my opinion, it's Kyle Kuzma. LeBron James said it himself.
Well, he did say it himself. We'll see if he responds. We'll see if our callers can respond. We got to get to it a little bit quicker now here. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on Janae Angola Jr. here. Who is to blame for what happened with the Lakers last night? We need answers.
Yes, indeed. The fact of the matter is you got to go straight to the top, so it's going to be LeBron James. We know what Mike Tyson said. Everybody has that plan until you get socked in the mouth. So we knew the Blazers was coming. Everybody knew what the situation was. This was a heavyweight bout, and the Blazers didn't sneak up on them. They knew, okay? But then once the game got rolling, the Blazers hit him with a couple body shots, and then that straight right cross, I didn't see a response from the Lakers. Point of fact is people have been sleeping on Portland's defense. The Twin Towers approach was basketball fans love. That was effective. Hassan Whiteside, second in the league in blocks. Wenyen Gabriel coming into the starting lineup. A Kentucky Wildcat, junkyard dog, played with Bam Pate, played with De'Aaron Fox. Their defense is underrated. And the Lakers, once they found that they was in a dogfight, okay, they kind of backed off. And then Dame did what he did from the half court. And I just didn't see – we need leadership from the top, from the late. We need LeBron and AD to lead the way. I don't want to hear about Danny Brown.
We don't want to hear about him either. We want to hear from LeBron and Anthony Davis on that one. We appreciate the calls. 888-729-3776. Coming in Hot is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. All right, Chiney, I want to give you a chance to respond. We're going to tease this over and come back, because coming up next, we heard from our very own Jay Will, who we like in the mornings on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, who had something to say for our very own Chiney Agwumike. We'll let you respond next here. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We got one rule, at least. We're going to start writing them down around here in Chiney and Golic Jr. We don't start fights, we finish them.
Facts.
That's what's going to happen.
Only.
Now. All right? It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You and I were talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost their first game of this playoff series in the first round the other day. You brought up the point that Giannis might start looking around if he keeps having great games, wondering where his supporting cast is, and might think about greener pastures. Well, Jay Williams, who you guys can hear on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin in the mornings here on ESPN Radio, had your name in his mouth a little bit and talked about disagreeing with your point about Giannis. Here was Jay Will.
I disagree with Chiney. I don't think Giannis is thinking about what other team should I go to, what other players do I need around me to win a championship. He's not built that way. From knowing Giannis and knowing his agent, Alex Rodas, for so long, like, they are focused on winning a championship in Milwaukee. He has an incredible relationship with Mark Lazary. He loves this team.
The owner.
He does not like working out with other players. He's not one of these guys that you'll find him during the summer like, hey, Dame, come work out with me. Hey, AD, come work out with me. He's like, no, I'll work out by my damn self. I'm okay being in the gym, working out with my team, my squad. And I think him coming over from Greece, he is a small town market type of guy. Now, look, I could be wrong, but everything I get from watching Giannis, his mannerisms, hearing him talk, he wants to put on for his city, and his city is Milwaukee.
Let me take a moment. You see me right here? What am I doing, Junior?
Yep, sipping a little tea right here. Don't worry about it. Yep.
That's cute. That's really cute, Jay Will. Now, I love and respect my big bro. He's killing it on the morning show. He's obviously killing it on NBA Countdown. But my point with Giannis is that, of course, he's loyal, and of course, he's a great person. We're not questioning that. Of course, he loves Milwaukee. The fact of the matter is, if the Bucks don't deliver a championship, heck, even get to the NBA Finals, those outside voices around Giannis on other teams will be getting louder and louder and louder. Where do we see this last, really? We saw that with KD and the Warriors, and even there were some voices that helped him get to Brooklyn with Kyrie. One of those voices sounded really familiar. Ooh. I think we hear them quite a bit. So in my opinion, it's not about Giannis and his talents. It's about the voices around him, especially when he's facing a supermax deal that he could stare literally right in the face and have to make decisions on his future. The voices around him will get louder and louder unless he delivers. This is a guy that is likely to be a two-time MVP. His team lost the first game, you know, in the NBA playoffs. There's a lot of pressure, and it's not going to get easier if they don't deliver.
That is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Clip that off. Send that over to the morning show, guys. Let them know we don't play games around here. Sipping some tea here with Chiney Agwumike here. All right, it is Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN News. And one of the other things in here, we brought your coach, Derek Fisher, on earlier here, and we didn't have to translate. Fish kept it pretty real with us. There wasn't a lot of coach speak there, but in general, that is something that comes up every now and then, is a little bit of coach speak. And so we want to take our experience in locker rooms, try and help people translate that every now and then, because we had the master of coach speak at work, Chiney, very own Bill Belichick, New England Patriots head coach, talking about his quarterback situation. They signed Cam Newton, but there's still some talk. Jared Stidham, who we heard about all offseason, and what their plans might be at quarterback. Here was Bill Belichick talking about his QBs in camp right now.
Yeah, it might. I would always say I'll do what I think is best for the team, what gives us the best chance to win. So whatever that is, I would certainly consider that. If it's run unbalanced line or double unbalanced line or, 23 personnel or, whatever it is. If it helps us win, then, I would consider anything.
Coach Speak is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports. And, Chinee, this is one of those things, and I think you understand this completely. Coaches love using the media to send messages to guys, but also to keep people engaged. Because I guarantee when Jared Stidham, who was hearing everyone talk about how much the Patriots loved him all offseason and about how Bill Belichick might want to prove that he can go out and win with a young guy like that after Tom Brady leaves town, saw Cam Newton get signed and did what everyone else did. Probably went, oh, yeah, okay, that's going to be the guy in here. And so what's the best way to make sure the guy who is still going to be an important part of your team, a backup quarterback to a guy that's been injured the way Cam has in recent years, keep him engaged is by saying something like that. To me, that's as transparent as it is, because there should be no doubt Cam is your day one starter.
Oh, yes. I think a lot of times when it comes to coaches, like, the media is the motivation, whether it's coaches or even fans or even haters, people that are criticizing your game. Now, this is, I feel like, Belichick being Belichick, right? He's introducing Cam Newton into the Patriot way. Nothing is given. Everything is earned. Nothing is handed straight to you. So this is Cam's comeback season. I've been an athlete that has come back from numerous injuries, and you know you have to prove yourself every step of the way. And it's not only proving that, like, you're just as good as what you were before, but it's also proving that you're durable. And so I think Belichick is also trying to make sure all of his quarterbacks are ready. Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer, like, these, this is all about respecting guys that have been there throughout the length of time, you know? And so I think with Cam Newton, especially with his contract, like, there's incentives along the way to get him to play well and play hard. And so as much motivation as possible is probably in every aspect of the Patriots' benefit. I researched it. It was like, what, a $1 million deal? That incentives could get into like $7 million. So, like, this is a season where he's going to take all the fuel, whether it's from Coach Belichick, you know, the people that have criticized him, even himself, like that self-doubt, he's going to take all of that and be humbled. But more importantly, I think it's all about surrendering yourself to, like, the process, right? Which includes, when it comes to the Patriots, no handouts. And, you know, you're not going to get too much love from Belichick at all. So this is par for the course, but we all know Cam Newton, his ceiling is super high.
Yeah, and I think that's what everyone likes reminding us, by the way, too, that these guys are going to get flack. That was the Patriot thing for years, is that Bill Belichick would curse Tom Brady out the same way he cursed everyone else out, and Cam Newton's not going to walk here and get handed anything. Just like Tom Brady's down in Tampa Bay, and all we hear is Bruce Arians is reading Tom the Riot Act just like everybody else. That level of accountability in the public to everyone on that team for sure helps send a message, and that is, you're right, the Patriot way there in a lot of situations. Keyshawn Johnson, co-host of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, talked about Bill Belichick, a guy he knows all too well, and what his motives are in a lot of these situations.
He's completely have shown us that over the years. You do what it takes to win, and if that means unbalanced line, the 23 personnel, whatever it is, if you got to have Stidham in at the same time and Cam at the same time, if that's the formation that you like, you do it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Janae Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. That all-Auburn backfield, something to think about there right now, too, walking into that situation if you're him. And I think what becomes interesting for the Patriots this year is going to end up being less this situation. We're seeing it in Green Bay right now, where everyone made a big deal about them drafting Jordan Love, what that was going to mean for Aaron Rodgers. And as it's been pointed out, that's stratified pretty quickly. Aaron Rodgers is still going to be your unquestioned starter there. Just like we'd imagine in this situation, Cam Newton is still going to be your starter here. But like you said, especially with a quarterback that is getting up there, that has the injury history that he does, and the ability to give Josh McDaniels creative freedom in this offense. Cam Newton is a guy that you can use pretty creatively in a lot of different ways, and Cam Newton is a guy that gives them something they have never had around there for a while. And the Patriots love, if nothing else, kind of being able to cloak everything and disguise what they want to do and ultimately make sure that other teams don't know until the day of the game.
Yeah, that's a big fact. Now, I wonder, do you think Cam Newton, obviously, like, this is a transition. I saw a funny, like, tweet out there, social media. It's like, do you think he will now go to lowercase with his lettering, or do we think that, like, you know, that shift will happen? Because he's been all in on everything else so far.
Yeah, you know what? I can only hope that, like, a part of the Patriot way in his contract, which you mentioned is insane that they were able to steal Cam Newton from the rest of the NFL. Like, the most Patriot thing possible for them to continue to do that. I hope somewhere in the language of that contract
in the fine
is
print
written that he must change that font back from whatever it is, because that's been the only part of Cam Newton's career that I have found relatively disagreeable in a lot
Same
of this
here.
Stuff.
I stand by the style.
You stand by the style. This might be the first thing that we really disagree on here, because I feel like we need to find our way.
What are you
back
talking about?
This
is, I'm talking to Mr. Thigh. Like, what?
That is true. You know what?
You're all we about do, being different.
We do support Cam Newton and his love of thighs out here. We're going to get some more thigh action next on Chenango Jr.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.